The poskim tell us, we learn out from the Man, the din of Lecha Mishnah, that they had a double portion fell on Friday. So we have our Lecha Mishnah, and the Lecha Mishnah we do is Zechel Aman. Therefore, we cover up the challah during the Kiddush, or perhaps even when there's no Kiddush. Because just like the Man had to do on, was covered on top of bottom, we have the challah board and we have the cover. So there's a question among the poskim, it seems to be the issue is, how serious, how literal, I should say, do we take the comparison that the challah has to be, since we learn our Lecha Mishnah, the challah from the Man, how literal does it have to be the same in every way? So I don't know if anyone we know by the Man, that the portion to the Man were like an Omer proportion. They seem to be the same size. So I don't know. If any, maybe there are those perhaps who are makbid that they're going to use the same exact challah, same exact size challah for Lecha Mishnah. However, that doesn't seem to be, the minhag people use a small roll, they use different size challahs. So that touches on the issue of how. Of how, what's the connection between, how literal is the connection between Lecha Mishnah and the challah? For instance, let's say you have one fresh challah and you forgot you have another challah in the freezer. So what about using a frozen challah together with the fresh challah? So that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and others, the Shevet HaLevi, says it's best that one should not use a frozen challah. I mean, I guess if you have no option, you might as well. But they say, why are they against a frozen challah? Because they said you can't eat it, it's frozen. And therefore, we learn from the Man that it was the Man was fit to be eaten. And here it's frozen, so it's not fit to be. They seem to make, they don't even go so far as to say the same size, but if it's frozen, so it's not fit to be eaten. And as well, in other words, the question is if you can't eat that, welcome, because the shayla is, let's say, I borrow, but I go next door, hey, let me just borrow your one of your breads and for Lecha Mishnah, and I'll give it back to you. So would that work? Because you can't eat it because it's not yours. So that's the question, how far do we go? So Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Shevet HaLevi are makbid not to use a frozen challah. I guess most people wouldn't use a frozen challah unless there's no other option, but nevertheless, they don't like the idea of a frozen challah because it's not edible, etc. You can't eat it, and that's like the Man was edible. Others say that as long as the challah, and usually it will, you have a long meal, as long as the challah is going to defrost over the meal time, so therefore it is considered edible. So even though agreeing with the Yisod, it has to be edible, but they're saying as long as it's potentially edible by the end of the meal, so therefore it's okay even to use it in the beginning. And the Minchas Yitzchak says it as well, even if you're having a quick meal or it's really frozen solid, but since you could have put it near the cholin pot, near something warm, so it could have defrosted. And others say, like, you don't even need to worry about it. You don't have to worry about, in other words, even if it can't be, even, I guess even afterwards, you could put it right back in the freezer. In other words, it doesn't, we don't take, it's zechel aman, but it's not that we have to take the situation that it's edible. And therefore, the Sitz Eliezer, Rav Moshe, others point out that therefore it's not a problem. You could use frozen challah. It doesn't have to be that you have to eat it right away. So it's a very weak, you know, it's a Zecha Laman, but that's it. It's the concept, not the specific connection. So what is considered a full lechem? Let's say many times it was sure for matzah, but on challah, let's say different things are cut, or let's say you have a long challah and it's hanging out, like it's connected, but it's not connected. It's So some point out that if you pick up the weaker side and you could carry both and the loaf doesn't break, so that's considered Lecha Mishnah. The Mishnah Berurah, others bring that down. And in fact, today there's a major discussion. Today what we have is called the pull apart challah, where you make a bunch of balls and you roll it into one. So what's the status of if you have something which is made, it's made together, it's attached all in one with different pieces, but the point is that you plan on taking it out. You know, you plan on breaking it off. So the question is that considered Lecha Mishnah? So some might argue, I think Ramosha, the Derbertina Rub discusses it, but maybe twofold. This kula is that number one, it could count as Lecha Mishnah, and perhaps as well, so that's one. The shayla of pull apart is twofold. Number one is if, let's say, forget about the freezer. Let's say I only have one pull apart, but it has like 12 pieces. So is that Lecha Mishnah? That's one shayla. And then let's say I break off, I have two pieces left now. I broke off. So could I use that Lecha Mishnah for the next meal? Is it still considered part of its own unit? So that's the discussion. Regarding whether you could use pull apart number one for Lecha Mishnah, even let's say you only have one, and secondly, could you the pieces you take off, can you use it for the next meal as exclusive Lecha Mishnah? Those are some of the issues regarding Lecha Mishnah, which we assume is Zecher Laman.